Today's episode is supported by Spun Out.
You know, I've definitely noticed people being way more open online about mental health lately.
Yeah, and that's a good thing, especially when people are talking honestly about stuff like self-harm or eating disorders or suicide.
But it can also feel a bit tricky, like you want to respond well, but you're not always sure what the safest thing to say is.
Exactly, and that's what Safer Conversations Online is all about. It's a free online course from Spun Out, supported by the HSE.
It's practical and really easy to get through, with short videos, clear explainers and stories from real people.
Plus, some interactive bits that help you think about how you actually show up in conversations online.
So whether you're posting, replying or just trying to support someone,
it's a really useful one to check out.
You'll find it at spunout.ie/safer conversations.
That's spunout.ie/safer conversations. Go Loud.
Would you like to come and stall it?
Ah, will you just stall it, look?
I'd like to come and stall it.
I'm not really in the mood.
Well, come on and bleed and stall it.
Yeah, house hatcher.
I'm not a house hatcher.
We'll stall it for the crack. We're gonna have a laugh.
Hello, welcome to another bonus episode of Stall It. You're welcome. I already said that.
Bienvenido. Bienvenuto.
Yeah, I hope he's keeping well. WB.
Right back. Yeah, right back, yeah. Right back in the emails.
Right back to us. Sent you loads of emails there and you didn't write back to me.
XX. WBXXX. Oh, 3X.
Too many.
Must be serious.
Haven't sent a good X in a while. Take it. There's Ed. Look, there's Ed there.
Hiya, Ed.
Hello, boys.
What was that?
I'm just trying a new voice.
Are they new runners?
I seem to be irritating people on this podcast when I appear, so I'm trying to do a new voice.
That's more irritating.
Is that better or is that worse?
Yeah.
Fuck.
But more importantly, is there any questions
there is.
For this bonus episode?
First up, from Ush.
Usha?
Ush. Ushane decided to call himself Ush.
What's up, lads? Left a few comments on Spotify already. Ush is keen. But no one can be fucked with them except for James from Georgia.
We definitely look at them, don't we?
He's recommending to have a dive into the NASA-funded experiments of dolphins in the 60s with Dr. John C. Lilly and Margaret Howe Lovett. Some magic going on. I have some insight into this. It gets weird.
You have insight into it?
As in, I'm aware of this story.
Okay.
It gets very odd. Very, very odd. So I would recommend. I don't know if you know where this goes, this story.
What?
But I'd recommend you get into it.
Were they like brainwashing dolphins or something?
Yeah. It gets weird and dark. Yeah. Also, I'm living in Berlin, speaking of weird and dark, and over the last 3 years, I've noticed that when I come home, it's now spicy bag. When the fuck did this happen? Feels like I'm being Mandela affected. Maybe Joe has some insight. I actually want to hear the spice bag conspiracy theory.
Yeah, no, I agree.
Who's calling it a spicy bag?
Every menu you look at, it's not spice bag, it's spicy,
spicy bag.
Bag,
yeah.
That's like a nanny calling Burger King King Burger.
That's what it's called, officially, apparently.
Spicy bag?
Yeah, I think someone's pulling the wool over our eyes. Spicy bag. Me bollocks. Is it called spicy bag? It's called spice bag. Spicy box as well. That's another one. Spicy box.
They do that, don't they, with shit? Oh, let me just change it up a little bit.
It's a bag with spices. It's not necessarily spicy.
Spicy bags sound like drugs.
Yeah, well, yeah, yeah. A bag of spice.
Spicy bags.
Yeah. Like cocaine.
Yeah.
Any spice.
Yeah. Do you want some?
Yeah.
Ed.
I'll have a spice box.
A whole box?
A whole box of it, fuck it.
The mega box, the mega spice box.
It's actually a real evening for a curry, isn't it?
It's very, very curry. No, it's not. No. I don't get a blade and spice.
What's ideal weather for, have you got different weathers for different takeaways?
Rain.
For across the board, like if it was warm, a nice warm summer evening, would you stay away from an Indian?
Or a pounder from a chipper on a summer. Yeah. Oh yeah, that's a bit of me, yeah.
Never, I never get a burger from a chipper. I was out, do you know what it was? I was out in Fibbers the other night. And for the first time in years, I went to the chipper next to it. I haven't been in there. The nicest chipper ever.
Is it still nice?
And I got I went in, they remembered me. I used to always go in. I'd get a kebab tray.
That chipper, man.
And that's what I got. It's to die for.
Is this on Parnell Street?
Yeah. Ezio's, is it?
Can't remember the name of it, but it was always very nice.
It's so good.
My mate put me onto it and I just... Sure, I used to just go to Fibbers to go to the chipper.
Honestly?
Ah, sure, the pub is there. I'll have a few and then I'll go in there.
Honestly? I used to go in Fibbers.
What had you in there?
Well, it was at your man's birthday party.
Yeah.
In Mima's across the road and then that
director
short.
You don't know.
The director that I don't know.
That you know now.
And then we went over to Fibbers afterwards. Fibbers. It's mad. There's always someone that you know in Fibbers in the smoking area.
It actually is, yeah.
Always. It's like a glitch in the Matrix. Like, it's... Yeah. Somebody's just sitting down at home and, like, the glitch in the Matrix just... Oh, you have to... Someone has to be here now. And then it just clicks... The universe clicks its fingers on a Wednesday night.
Every weekend. The workman's on there. Oh, the older days are there. Oh, cheers, you want to see me back then?
Oh, used to be a tenner in and then €2 a drink.
Zaccone and Cokes.
Ooh.
And a bit of some bang bang music.
Dicey's charging £100.
£100, that's insane, isn't it?
Get in one of the Paddy's Day weekend nights.
Over the weekend, yeah.
You're lying.
€100 for a ticket, yeah.
To go into a pub?
To go into Dicey's Garden, yeah.
And once you're in, if you leave, you can't get back in, so there's no re-entry.
And the drinks are full whack?
Mm.
And people paid that?
Sold out, apparently.
That is absolutely mad. They ought to be ashamed of themselves.
I've never seen you so upset about something.
I think that's wild. Is that even legal?
Mental. It's absolute.
Is that legal?
Mm. You can charge what you want.
Yeah.
I suppose if you're paying it. I'm looking for a way to get rid of me money, so.
And then there was terms and conditions. So if you click on the terms and conditions, they were in Chinese.
Really?
Yeah.
Stop.
Yeah, yeah. The terms and conditions on the tickets were in Chinese. So you had to get the Google Translate out with you. And then when you look at it, then if you translate it, it says, if you pay in and then leave, because it's all day. It was from 12 p.m. until 2 a.m. So you could get there at 12 p.m. and have a few drinks and then go for a bit of food and then you couldn't get back in. Once you're out, you're out.
Do you remember you used to go there and get any drink for €2?
Yeah.
Anything, like the good stuff. Not floor polish vodka.
Like mixers.
Smirnoff.
Yeah. Like
€2.
I'm going to explain that.
You could have 5 drinks for
it. It's like on a Tuesday night was or something, isn't it? Yeah. Mad.
What the fuck was that all about?
Mondays. I think it was Dicey Mondays, yeah. And then, but then Wednesday there was, so we'd go there on a Monday and then on Wednesdays there was Tara Street underneath the
O'Reilly's.
Oh
yeah.
My God, I forgot about
that. They done €2 every points
time,
as well.
Every time you walk in, all you hear is, oh yeah, dirtbag. Oh, I'm like, this song's always on.
Teenage Dirtbag, brilliant. What a song. God, I forgot about O'Reilly's under, yeah.
O'Reilly's under, yeah. In Tara Street. That was €2.
That
and
was
then
cheap
on Thursdays. I think they've done stuff all week, man. O'Reilly's was always cheap. Not anymore, but like it used to be.
I know your man who ran that fucking, them events in there, like them cheap events.
Then Fibbers, obviously on Thursday, tenner in, then €2 a drink. That was great.
Walkman's was cheap as well. Oh, sure, you wouldn't, you'd walk home.
The Walkman's wasn't cheap.
I always thought you got like 2 drinks for a fiver.
Really?
I think so.
I remember there's a Coney's and Coke, like, but I didn't know it was a fiver.
Mad. What was the question?
Spicy bag or spice bag?
€2 drinks.
That's it. Ronan.
Spice bag, obviously.
Ronan from the south side, who has moved to the north side, he's telling us. How's it going and all? Glad to hear from last week's bonus that the DVD copy of Spin the Bottle I sent Darren has made it to Marconi House in one piece. Just FYI, it's not a rip of a download. I'm disgusted you think I would pirate in such a way. Instead, I pirated it in a different way by making a copy of the actual DVD. It should play fine in Darren's PS5, DVD menus, etc. Loving the pod, keep up the good work. So he just, Ronan wants to clarify.
Ronan,
it's still illegal.
Ronan, we didn't know who sent it. There was no name, but thank you. I haven't watched it yet because I was afraid in case it's a pirate copy. But now that you're telling me it's a rip straight from a DVD.
Still a pirate.
It actually is, isn't it? That is.
That's the definition of a pirate.
Yeah, it's still a pirate.
No way. That's literally it. So you basically confessed.
Ronan. You ratted yourself out.
Oh, that's bald. I don't even have it anymore. It's gone. I just like, you know, because it's...
Don't worry, Ronan. I know how it feels to give Darren a gift and for him to just throw it in the bin.
Only messing. I have it still.
He just painted on it.
It's all painted over.
Somebody sent me a link to Dolly Dearest on YouTube.
Did they?
Yeah. So
it's always on YouTube. Spin the bottle, isn't it?
No.
Betcha it is.
The Irish films are tricky to get. They really are tricky to get.
Yeah. Like, Dolly Dearest. Did you watch it again?
The RTE player or Virgin player should snap up all of them and show them.
There's a few films on it, isn't there, RTE player?
Not enough.
No. Just The Wind That Shakes the Barley. That's all, just the one.
The snapper.
It's on every night during lockdown. Any more there?
Yeah, Stephen and Blanche. Boys, on the back of the manhunt challenge question on the last bonus, I have one for you. Do you think you could live for a month in Dublin without spending a penny? Now I'm talking day-to-day crack. Food, pints, Pokemon cards, what have you. Would you be reduced to bin dipping or even worse, name dropping? Stephen asks, could you survive for a month in this town without spending a penny?
No.
Yes.
Joe could, I think.
Absolutely.
I wouldn't.
Absolutely.
Not in a million years.
This is the greatest city in the world.
To blag?
To, not blag, but just to be like to be, I wanted to do this for a TV show. I wanted everything to be taken from me. And I wanted to be dropped in the middle of Ireland somewhere. And I wanted to see what the whole system would be like. And in the nip, like no clothes. So I would present myself to a Garda station. They'd clothe me. They'd take care of me. They'd put me somewhere. Like you'd say that you're homeless and then you'd be put into a hotel or a hostel or some sort of emergency accommodation. Like all without spending your money, you know, money. Like all of this would just be taken care of. But no passport, so there'd be no way of proving who you are. So it would be tricky, but I do think ultimately you'd be all right. You could even go bin dipping. You could take the few bottles. People are making hundreds a day, just taking empty bottles out of the bins and going into the return schemes. You could do that. You could do a few nixers. You get free food. There's so much free food out there. Go to the Capuchin Centre or the soup kitchens at the GPO. Loads of grub out there and clothes and stuff like that. Conor McGregor just shows up in a van, starts throwing jeans at you and soup and stuff. Yeah, a month.
But more so, I think, instead of like living as a homeless person and I suppose taking advantage of all the free, yeah, all the services.
Oh, we thought that was the question.
No, I think being you, like,
you being Joe
at home with the kids, like,
could you, do you think, kind of charm and blag your way for a full free month in Dublin? Just listen, you know, go for a pint. Listen, I will be back. Just got to give me a couple of weeks, but I promise
I'm good for it.
I'm not asking you to pose as a homeless person and take advantage of the services that are available.
Could I get
that's a separate question?
But could I get a loan then? Could I just go up to me mate and say, can I have a loan of £2,000?
I'm just saying, would you go into it? Do you think you've enough charm to go into the chipper and go, look, you know me, I will be back?
Not for a month. I know I said yesterday that I'd pay for this bag of chips, but I swear to God.
Can I have a half bag?
No, a month is too long to just get free shit, to survive off goodwill.
But would you then promise to, like, I'll do a video for you on the socials? That's what I'm saying. Would you be reduced to kind of going, like, in return for clout?
Well, sure, that's kind of how we live anyway.
Yeah.
That's literally, you're just describing our careers there, Ed.
Ring the ESB. I'll do a video with a plug.
Sorry, my lights are gone off there. Will you switch them on if I do a video for you?
I'll do a reel.
Yeah, how the fuck are you going to put it up with no electricity? Yeah, take you. Get off the phone and pay a bill.
Fuck.
So how far would you get a week?
I get a week, yeah.
I think you'd get a month if you really needed it. If you needed to, I think a month, 30 days, you could go to 30 different restaurants and just say, hey, it's me, Darren Conway, come here, I'll do a video for you.
Well, I do that anyway, so
Yeah, ice. Yeah, that's
would you be able to go Cookie Boy and is it called?
Yeah,
yeah, and go looks
like you just take out your phone and show them all. Like, look, look at the numbers there. Give us a lasagna.
This is a cookie shop.
Like, I can have cookies and croissants and coffee if you want that. I'm like, no, I want a Carol's lasagna.
It's not even a good one.
Carol's. That, what do you mean it's not even a good one? Carol's lasagna is whopper.
It's just a pre-made lasagna.
You ever see when you open it and just let go? It just goes.
Oh, yeah.
That's what you want, that noise. So you know it's a good lasagna.
Nice. Nice.
And there's your answer, Stephen and Blanche. Banjo Tom in Louth. Who's winning in a scrap? Darren's ma or Joe's ma?
Oi, ma.
Ooh, do you think so? Yeah. Bit of fighting there. That'd be a good scrap.
Oh, it's a hard one to call. I think Joe's ma's more streetwise than my ma.
Your ma seems so kind of a she has a size advantage.
She definitely has an RKO on her.
Yeah, yeah. My ma's probably a little bit flightier, agile.
Yeah.
And she'd come in with a scratch or something.
Doing backflips off walls.
I died on it, yeah. My ma, I think you just knock her glasses off and then you'd have the advantage. Yeah. Your ma doesn't wear glasses, does she?
No.
So, yeah, I'd say...
It'd be a draw. Set it up. I think they'd have a scrap.
Get on to Ben Williams.
Imagine we begged our ma's to have a scrap.
Ma, please.
Please, you have to get in a bone, listen to a question in, and it's really important that you do it. And it's going to be in the Bridge Tavern in this mountain area.
Pointing in the phone box.
Spice bag truck outside.
White collar.
So we're calling a draw. Would it go the distance?
I'd say it'd go all the way, yeah.
I go the distance, yeah. They'd end up just stopping and chatting.
It's gone.
You
know thing as well. Yeah. Why are you a small world, isn't it? We're all like, fucking hell. Setting this all up.
You're supposed to be battering each other.
People have to pay money and all. There's a lot of money involved here. Because they're just talking about the shops.
Thanks, Banjo Tom. A lot of reaction to the, how will we say, the poo episode.
Oh, what?
The what?
Remember where Darren said he would never do a poo in a pub?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Quite a reaction. Sean Carey, I agree wholeheartedly with Ed. That's a first.
Yeah, have, put that in because someone agreed with you.
Have pooed in pubs without even drinking. It wasn't for the toilet in the Circle K and Dingle. I wouldn't have survived other voices in November. As we weren't connected to anything in our camper van, oh Lord. It saved me every morning. That's Vanessa Curley, I worked in a petrol station and we've had to install cameras outside our toilet doors because people tend to poo on the ground outside the toilets.
Yeah.
And it's 100% people, not dogs. You just know.
You do know. There's a difference.
There is.
Do you ever be walking up the road and you see a poo and you're like, someone did that?
That's a human poo.
You've got people talking, lads. You've got the conversation going about public poos.
It's what we do. Mm.
I want to go for a poo at Paul's. It's not only get that one.
No.
It used to be an ad on the telly.
Ma?
Yeah.
For what?
Fragrance or something.
Like, I do remember.
I want to go for a poo at Paul's.
Because it smelled nicer.
Well, I'm not going. You're having a hair.
You're doing it in your hand.
Yeah, you're not going to Paul's for the poo. Like, what are you on about? Bleeding fucking lives an hour away.
Yeah, Darren, your young fella's over here having a poo again. Again, will you come and pick him up?
Yeah.
Leading 10 o'clock at night.
Is there any chance that he can have a poo at yours? Keeps asking to go for a poo at Paul's.
Ding dong.
He won't go.
I want to go for a poo at Paul's.
Was it soft tissue?
It was either soft tissue or there was like one of them timered sprays, you know them fucking things that catch it in the eye sometimes.
Spitting at you like a camel.
Ah! It was like that, or soft. I think it might have been soft, the tissue. Because the tissue in his gaff was rough.
Like sandpaper.
Oh, here we go.
I want to have a poo at Paul.
Mom, I want to do a poo.
Come on then.
I want to do a poo at Paul's
bathroom. Come on.
I'm going to do a poo at Paul's.
Paul's bathroom has Glade Touch and Fresh. Discreet and an aerosol. It's no more aerosol? That smells. Just a pleasant fragrance.
Right.
Touch and Fresh from Glade.
Oh my God.
I want to do a poo at Paul's. Where does he
head? Yeah, she said, I want to do a poo at Paul's house. It wasn't like, I want to do a poo at Paul's, so.
Don't worry, you got it.
I remember that.
I know, that is so obscure.
That's like fucking from me childhood, is it?
Mm.
Where do you pull it from, man? Like a rabbit from a hat.
Weird, isn't it? I don't even think about important things. It's always shy. It's always ta.
That is useless. That is just taking up so much real estate in your head.
But look at it now. Give us content for the bonus.
Good thing. I want education. I want educational stuff like about politics. I was like, I want to go for a poo at Paul.
You're like, no, I don't want that. I want to get out of me head.
Tell me what the government's up to. Paul. Poo.
He's a little prick, isn't he? Like, the ungrateful shit.
Hateful.
Well, because he has Glade.
I just said that to your ma back in the day.
Get up them stairs now.
Oh, no. Take a shite. Not having a shite.
Fucking Paul.
Paul's got
fucked. I'll Paul you.
Denise, you're your uncle's over here having another shit. Did you know that?
Will you get rid of that bleeding scent you have? He loves it, he does. Bleeding deodorant. Is that it then?
That's it, boys.
Oh, man.
What a way to finish.
I enjoyed that.
Yeah.
Enjoyed that.
Right, so if you have any questions, send them into stall@goloudnow.com. Not.ie, not.co.uk, not.org,
not.com. They must have splashed out for the .com.
GoDaddy.
Few quid.
Would they got that on GoDaddy?
I would thought so, yeah.
That's where you get them, isn't it? GoDaddy.com. Is it?
Yeah.
Is that the only place you can get them?
I think there's a couple of places you can get them, but you just...
Well, GoDaddy's the main one, isn't it?
Yeah.
Right.
This is no affiliation.
This is
no affiliation.
Bonus brought to you by GoDaddy. GoDaddy. Go on to GoDaddy to get your website name now before someone else gets it. It's only €1. Might as well. You never know when you need your own name on your website. Right. That's enough.
Nice.